mentoring. It just doesn't add up. It multiplies. This is the Looking for More podcast, connecting Christians who feel disconnected from the church, with your host, Shirley DeMerchant. This is episode number 5. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode. Before I begin talking about the topic for today, I would like to tell you a little bit about what I am doing next month. November is National Podcast Post Month. And in this month, the challenge is for podcasters to produce 30 podcasts in 30 days. Isn't that crazy? Well, I've taken up the challenge, and this has been a challenge done for 10 years. So I am quite excited about it, and it's going to be quite a challenge. I've decided to do this for several reasons. One is, in order for more people to find my podcast, I need to have more podcasts out there. So I'm hoping this challenge will help me to extend my reach and increase my audience. Secondly, podcasting so many times in 1 month will give me much more practice at producing podcasts. I'm hoping by doing this that I can streamline the process so that it takes me less time to produce each podcast eventually. I have lots of ideas for podcasts, but I would like to have your input. So I want to know from you, are there any topics that you would be interested in hearing me talk about in the month of November? If so, let me know. You can email me at sldemerchant@gmail.com, or you could go to our Facebook page, which is the Looking for More podcast community Facebook page. There will be a link in the show notes. Or you can comment on this blog post at www.shirleydemerchant.com. I'm going to be busy then in November, and I just wanted you to know that if you subscribe to iTunes or Stitcher, you will get the podcasts when they're produced, so you'll have lots to listen to. If you subscribe only to the Living in 3D blog, then I will send you a weekly newsletter with the links of the podcasts for that week. That way, you won't get 30 emails from me in the month of November. Now, on to the topic for today, mentoring. The numbers in the Bible just don't add up. Try to figure this one out. 3 in 1. That, of course, is what the Trinity is all about. The word Trinity doesn't appear in Scripture, but the concept certainly does. How about this equation? 2 fish plus 5 loaves equals 5,000 plus people fed plus 12 baskets of leftovers. Or this one. 12 disciples minus 1 betrayer equals a powerful team that changes the world by living and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. When it comes to numbers, the Bible just doesn't seem to add up. It multiplies. I wonder sometimes if God just feels that addition is just too slow, and so he accelerates the impact of what he does by multiplication and more. One of the greatest examples of this is the impact of mentoring on the lives of individual believers. The impact that one person's life can have on another is so much greater than anyone could anticipate. In the next two podcasts, I would like to talk about two mentoring relationships. For the purpose of these two podcasts, I'm going to use the word mentoring to mean discipling. Mentoring seems to be a more current use of the word, but there may be some differences, so I will explore those later but for the purpose of these two podcasts, mentoring is discipling. This week, I would like to talk about the relationship between two women, and then next week, talk about two men in the Bible who had a mentoring relationship. For this episode, let's focus on Mary and Elizabeth, as recorded in Luke chapter 1. I'm sure you know that in Luke 1, Mary receives a message from the angel Gabriel, who reveals to her God's will for her life. In verses 31 to 33, the angel says, "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." That news was astounding. This had never happened before. And of all the women who could have been chosen, God chose this poor, unimportant teenager to give birth to the Son of God and to raise him, the one who would give his life for the world. Astounding, yes. Incredible that God would have such a plan. But the plan that he revealed was about to turn her life upside down. This news of what God was going to do through her would not only impact Mary, but also all her relationships, particularly the relationship with Joseph. When Mary accepted this assignment, she had no idea if she would be doing this alone or if Joseph would be by her side. God may have just ruined her marriage, perhaps, was one of her thoughts as she heard the message of the angel. After all, how could we expect Joseph to believe such an outlandish story as Mary being impregnated by the Holy Spirit? I also wonder about Mary's parents. Were they alive at this time? No mention is made of her parents or Joseph's parents. But if they were alive, I can't imagine they were very excited about this news. God definitely ruined any hope Mary had of an ordinary life. But then, who wants an ordinary life? Look at Mary's response to this revelation of God's will for her. It's recorded in verse 38. "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Wow, not only was the news of Gabriel astounding, but so is Mary's reaction to this news. I find it hard to believe that she just accepts what she hears. I would have had so many questions and so many objections. I at least would have said, "Can't I go home and pray about this first?" But Mary said yes. She had no idea what she was saying yes to. Of course, she heard the words of Gabriel, but she had no idea of the suffering that she would personally experience or that her son would experience. But Mary would not have to go through this alone. Sure, God would be with her, but she also had someone else, a woman, to walk this journey with her. After the angel explains to Mary what will happen, we're told in verses 36 and 37 that he gives this information to Mary. He says, "Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who is said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month, for no word from God will ever fail." I had not thought much about the relationship between Mary and Elizabeth until I did a Bible study recently on women in the Bible. And I thought about this incredible task that God had given to Mary, a task that was beyond her ability and her wildest imagination. There was no blueprint out there, no set of easy steps to take for her to follow on how to be the mother of Jesus. But God, in His grace, told her that she had a relative, Elizabeth, who was also going to have a child. I wonder how Mary responded to that news. I wonder if she gasped in disbelief. I wonder if she thought, Elizabeth? She's too old to have a baby. What am I talking about? A virgin can't have a child either. I wonder, as she thought about this news, if Mary concluded, if Elizabeth is going to have a child and I'm going to have a child, then God is definitely about to do something remarkable in our day. The scripture tells us that after the angel was finished speaking to Mary, that she left and went to the house of Elizabeth. Before Mary even opened her mouth, she learned that Elizabeth knew and understood. Verses 41 through 45 say this: When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her. This passage shows just how gracious God is. I would like to share several observations. The first one is this: God had already someone in mind to help Mary when he gave her this assignment. Take note. When God gives you an assignment, he also gives you the resources you need in order to be successful. Resources like people to help you. In Elizabeth, Mary would find someone who could help her and encourage her. Just think of it. Elizabeth herself had experienced a miracle of being pregnant in her old age, so she could understand Mary and all that she was going through, having heard this news that she also would bear a child. Elizabeth also knew about Gabriel. Earlier in Luke chapter 1, we have the account of Gabriel speaking to Elizabeth's husband Zechariah, informing him that his wife would have a child. Also, I think it's very significant that Elizabeth was already 6 months along in a pregnancy, so she could help Mary. For those of you who've given birth, you know how challenging and scary that first pregnancy can be. When you go through all those first-time experiences, and all you want is to make sure you do everything right in order for that child that you're carrying to be born healthy. Elizabeth also knew that she was pregnant with a special child, John the Baptist. So I think she would understand that Mary, too, carried a special child in her womb. Both of these women had a very significant role to play in what God was doing. That could have been a heavy burden to bear alone, but God had brought them together. Sometimes Christians say things that are only partly true. When it comes to handling challenges, there is one statement that I have heard many people say, and actually I've said it too, and it's this: God doesn't give you more than you can handle. Have you ever said that? Well, I think it's not true. Of course God gives us more than we can handle. I mean, haven't you been in a situation where you've realized that you are way in over your head? When you feel that you weren't able to handle what God had just given to you? That statement is not true as it is. It needs to be qualified. It's more accurate to say this. God doesn't give you more than you can handle using the resources He provides. God provides people the help they need to carry out His will, and that happened in the life of Mary. Mary had a choice to make. She could have chosen to be embarrassed by the situation of being pregnant and not married to Joseph. And she could have gone into isolation to cover her shame. She could have chosen not to believe the angel at all and to wait it out to see if she was in fact with child. But instead, Mary chose to go and seek out Elizabeth. Do you desire to know and do the will of God? Has God given you a task that you feel is too big and too hard for you? How different would it be for you if you had even one other person to walk along the journey with you, to help you? Someone who understood you and could support you, pray for you, and be there for you. This is where the church comes in. Our churches should be places where we can go and find other believers who can help us grow in our faith through mentoring. But most of us would admit that it's hard to find somebody in our church who we think could help us grow spiritually. Sometimes we do know someone who we think models a Christian lifestyle that we are attracted to, and we would be so pleased if they would help us to grow, but they are way too busy. I've also met people who would make excellent mentors, but they feel that they are not competent to help others grow spiritually. But today, with the technology we have, I believe that we can overcome some of these limitations. With the technology we have, we can go beyond our local church and find believers who are accessible to us online. I would like to know if you are interested in growing in your faith. Would you be interested in being mentored or being a mentor to others? This has always been a great interest to me. I have mentored quite a few people over the years, and I am so thrilled to see spiritual growth take place in the lives of others. I want to find out if there are others out there who want to be mentors. I believe that we can make up for a lack in many of our churches by developing mentors and seeking to be mentored ourselves. Are you interested? Please let me know. I would like to know your experience with being mentored. I would like to know what areas you would like help in. And I would like to know if anyone out there would like to learn how to be a mentor. I would like to develop material and work with people to help them in this area, so that we ourselves might grow stronger in faith and that we might honor God by growing deeper in our obedience. If you would respond to these questions, I would be so pleased. I'd like to ask if you would go to our Facebook page, the Looking for More podcast community page. The link is in the show notes. Go to this page and let me know what you think. At the moment, the page is open for anyone to comment. But if there is enough interest in forming a group focusing on mentoring, then we could form a closed group where people could share more personal conversations. But first, I would like to know if there is any interest. Well, it's time to sign off for today. Thank you again for listening, and I want to remind you that deeper faith leads to greater joy. Talk to you next week.